Hi there. The word for you today is understand your child's uniqueness. In Proverbs 22 verse 6, the Amplified Bible, Solomon writes, in keeping with his individual gift or bent. As a parent, you either accelerate or stifle your child's giftedness. Here's what the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, that doesn't mean when you set your kids on the right path, they'll never leave it. No, salvation is the work of God. The Bible says no man can come to the Lord except God's Spirit draw him. So then what does this scripture mean? Well, the Amplified Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and in keeping with his individual gift or bent. Note that word bent. As a parent, you hold the bow, and your child is the arrow. So pray for God's help in recognizing your child's strengths and giftedness, and aim them in the way that he or she should go. The fact is, God pre-wired your infant, pre-programmed your toddler's strengths, set your teen on a trajectory, and gave you an 18 to 21 year research project. It's called parenthood. So ask yourself, what sets my child apart? You see, childhood tendencies often forecast adult abilities. So read them, discern them, affirm them, cheerlead them. Think about the life of Joseph. At 17, he saw dreams and visions of himself as a leader. And as an adult, he interpreted the dreams of Pharaoh and ended up leading the nation. As a boy, David displayed two particular strengths, fighting and music. Later, he killed a lion and a bear, and he played skillfully on the harp. Fighting and music dominated David's adult life and are largely what he's remembered for today. So here's the point. Strive to understand, appreciate, and channel your child's uniqueness. Okay? That's the word for you today.